Hello and welcome to episode 56 of the Disconnected Gamers Podcast, where we like to have fun, and play kazoo, apparently. Where we reconnect with life and gaming. I'm one of your hosts, Andrew, also known as J-Bond, with me as always.
They probably forgot. Probably. But I'm going to remind them. It's your boy, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Mike likes to play the kazoo as well.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that kazoo thing. What an interesting thing. Because people kept posting that, and I had no idea what it was. And then finally I was like, I got to just go look this up. And then I found, like, the article where, like, people figured out who the dude was. Like, now. Right? Right. And he looks nothing like the kid because he's got dark hair instead of, like, blonde hair. And then he found, like, one of the other people that was in the video on Twitter. And so it's, like, they're, like, apparently trying to, like, track down the other people, which is just, it's, you know, it's what happens, but with these kinds of internet sensation things. But, so that was that. I don't want to screw this up. It's Sunday, February 7th. Some might say that it is a super football day, because if we say the words super and bowl together, you know, the NFL might come after us.
Oh, right.
That's why, like, that's why all the advertisements can't say, like, the Super Bowl. They have to say the big game, you know, get your TVs for the big game. Like, it's ironic in the sense that I've never seen so many people want to advertise for a thing and not be able to say what the thing is.
Which is awkward.
Like, people pay millions of dollars to companies pay millions of dollars for their ads to be played during the Super Bowl. And, like, they're the only people who can say, like, the Super Bowl. Just kind of dumb.
Yeah, super dumb.
But they own the word, so I get it. The big game. Like, but even, like, news people, like, you know, Fox can't say, like, the Super Bowl. They have to be like, oh, getting ready for the big game. It's just whatever. It's just kind of dumb.
It's dumb, yeah. It's like, I mean, we get it, but you should be allowed to just say it.
Like, my thing is, like, why, like, don't you want people to be talking about the Super Bowl?
I think. I guess not.
Anyways, I have a few stories I want to touch on.
Nice.
One of which, this is from Polygon. So, I don't know if you saw this. Red Dead Redemption was on the Xbox One, backwards compatibility.
Really?
For like a half hour. I mean, it wasn't a half hour, but basically for like a day. And basically, like, people were saying that, oh my God, Red Dead Redemption, it's, you know, on backwards compatibility. I can play it on Xbox One. Excuse me. Sorry. And then it was gone within a day.
Wow,
so basically what happened was, this, and I'll read the Polygon article, is by Owen Esgood. Owen's good. That's kind of interesting. His middle initial is S, which is Owen's good, but whatever. So, the way that it worked was you could get it on your console if you had bought the game from the Xbox Live Marketplace for 30, okay, where it's for $30, right? And then you're following a friend who owns the game, because you'd have to go through their game history, and then it would allow you to open it on the Xbox Live Marketplace and install it if you previously owned it, or buy it and then install it. The backwards compatibility didn't work if you have the disc edition. It only worked if it was digital at that moment in time, right?
Right.
And so the update is basically when you try to play the game, it just says you need an update, but it can't give you the update, so it's unplayable.
Wow.
But at, like, one point, it was playable. And I did not know that it was one of the most requested games for backwards compatibility on the Xbox One. Didn't know that. Didn't realize.
Pretty popular game.
I played it. Like, I had rented it from Gamefly, and I played it, and I thought it was
This wasn't your
cool.
jam.
Well, it's Western GTA, and the same nonsense that I dealt with in GTA Online, I dealt with in Red Dead Online. You know, I'd just be riding my horse, and somebody would be riding their
Chilling.
horse, and then all of a sudden I'm getting blasted from,
Yeah. It's interesting. Which is weird because I thought it was more fun in Red Dead, but.
See, that's the one thing I was going to say. I think Red Dead was a more fun game, but that same issue of people jumping in online and just absolutely destroying me when I'm just trying to like go do a thing.
Yeah.
I think the mini games were better in Red Dead though. Like horse races or
Horse
like the
races, horseshoes, and.
shootouts and stuff.
Yep.
Like that, it just was more,
Those are pretty fun.
yeah, like it was just, I don't know, it was just refreshing. It was different
Because it's different, yeah.
at the time. Because at that point in time, with Red Dead, I was into Borderlands. That was when I started playing Borderlands. Fun story, when I bought Borderlands from Gamefly, they shipped me Red Dead. They shipped me the Borderlands case with Red Dead in it.
Interesting.
Yeah, like I'm pretty sure I have like it's on Facebook. Like if I go way far back in my Facebook,
You can
there I
find the
have like a
picture.
picture of me being like, "What the f is this?"
Huh.
Because I
Interesting.
was like, but it was because I had rented it, like not the last game that I had rented, but I had rented it from Gamefly. So I thought that it was weird that when I go to get Borderlands and I bought, because I had bought a couple of games from Gamefly back in the day, because that was always the cool feature about it. You'd rent the games from them, and then if you liked the
Oh,
game, you'd
it's
keep it. And then they would just mail you the case. So that would be what it, some most of the newest games you couldn't do that. Like on like brand new games, they wouldn't let you because,
Right, yeah, because
but like on the older games, and since most of the games at that point that I had been renting from Gamefly were older because I had just gotten the PS3, and I figured having Gamefly would be easier for me to get like better access to games. But then I got tired of getting shafted on the fucking game list, and I gave up. And I don't like Gamefly.
Gotcha.
It took too long to get the games mailed to me. It took too long for them to know when they'd gotten mailed back. So if I mailed them from my house, it would take 2 days. If I mailed them from work, it would take 1 day for them to be scanned into the system. And then they would mail out the next game because they knew the other game was on the way back. Much like how Netflix used to do it when they would mail out DVDs for movies. Which, to be honest with you, I don't even know if they still offer that service. I have no
No.
idea. Like, I know you can just go to Redbox and rent movies, but obviously the selection's limited. But so anyway, so I thought this was interesting only because the backwards compatibility thing, like they had said they weren't going to announce things. They were just going to appear on the Xbox store or like in your library if you
In your
had
lid,
them,
yeah.
and it would just happen. So it, was it not ready and somehow there was a glitch and it got
And it
posted?
got right.
Or was it they were prepping to do something and somebody accidentally published it when they shouldn't have? Like my
Possibly,
thing is
yeah.
like, are they getting ready for like a Red Dead announcement? And then they were like, "Oh, hey,
Oh,
we can
yeah.
launch the new game," and like a maybe a maybe there's like a. I mean, it would be pointless to do a remaster and then have it Xbox 360 backwards compatible. But maybe the new Red Dead was going to come out, and they were like, "Yeah, just we'll announce it and then launch them at the same time."
Right. Like they
And
had
then
the announcement set, but then they
somebody
posted
goofed.
both.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know what the situation is. I think it's interesting that they were like, "Yeah, we're not going to tell you anymore. We're just going to make them
Yeah.
live." And then they were like, "Oh, oops." I all it all it's also a little disconcerting that they can so easily disable them.
Right.
Like I don't like that they can literally, 'cause some people may have just bought the game for $30 and then now been told you can't use it.
Yeah, it's gone.
We've forced an update that won't allow the game to run. And that has always been one of my biggest concerns with digital, is the fact that they own the license. It's a
Right.
digital license, so they can revoke that license and make it impossible for me to play the game. Because since the console is connected all the time, with the exception of like my Xbox One, because I turn it off completely And every time you power it up, it asks if you want to update or not, rather than just automatically updating.
Automatically, yeah.
You know, my PS4 is always in rest mode, but it seems like it doesn't fucking update anyways. Because I'll go to play older games and they still need updates. But I don't like that they simply have the ability to push an up to push the fact that you need an update to play the game, and you can't just start it without the update. You know, on PS4, it'll say update now, update later. You know, if you don't update now, you can't play online. And I'd be right. Like, cool, whatever. I can still play the single player, no big deal.
True.
You know, if they're telling you, hey, you can't play it at all because we've somehow forced this thing to disable it, that kind of sucks.
Super sucks.
So I don't know if maybe they just did it because it wasn't fully ready. I don't know, because this particular article doesn't say that people had played it. It just said it was fun while it lasted. When you try to boot the game now, they're told the game needs an update that can't be delivered. The game won't start without it, so there's no way to play the game. And it remains installed on the console, so...
Technically, have it, but you don't.
Yeah, like, it's on your console, but they've
Yeah,
sent,
they've
sent something to your console that locks it. And that, I don't... not a fan.
Yeah, right.
I'm not a fan of it, but I am a fan of it in some ways. And in some and so this is the way that I would be a fan of it, right? Mm-hmm. If you are a POS player, right? You're a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And you talk crap to people. You send them ridiculous messages. And, you know, all that kind of stuff. In theory, rather than banning your entire account, they could ban the game.
True.
Right? And instead of saying, your console is bricked, your account is restricted, you know, we're just shutting your access off to this game. Right?
Right.
They could, in theory, do that. And then instead of completely ruining it for somebody, my thing is they probably won't do that because it's likely if you're a piece of crap on one game, you're probably a piece of crap on other games.
Essentially, yeah.
So, you know, whatever. There's a positive to the ability to individually restrict access to games. But I just don't like it. If I paid for it, allow me to use it and give me the option to not be, and to not update it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
True.
Like, I would love to be able to play Tony Hawk 4 or what, Tony Hawk 5, whatever, before they patched it and fixed all the, like, weird physics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you probably can't now. Well, I assume you can't. My assumption is if you buy it digitally, you'd get the fully patched version. And if you buy the disc, it probably won't play until it updates or something. But, I don't know. I'm just, in my head, that's what I'm thinking. So,
yeah.
It started cool because Red Dead Redemption, Xbox One, backwards compatibility. It ends with, clearly there's something not either fully finished or there's something other than just that game that was attached to it. Maybe some sort of announcement, whatever.
Right.
You know.
Well, hopefully they do actually announce it.
So. Yeah, I mean, at the very least, you know that it exists. You know that Red Dead Redemption exists on backwards compatibility, and they're pretty much there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but they're, you know, either they weren't ready to publish it and it wasn't completely ready and somebody goofed, or there's some sort of secondary thing attached to it, and that's why they were like, ooh, we didn't mean to announce this yet.
I think there could be one reason why they took it down quickly. The online was shut down because of the servers that were being used. The service stopped, like game something. I forgot what.
GameSpy.
Yeah, that server, whatever, got shut down.
Yeah,
so
GameSpy doesn't exist anymore.
So I wonder if they're trying to figure out a way to make the multiplayer work, maybe. Mm-hmm. And they possible. Took it down. Maybe. I don't know. I could be wrong.
I don't know. It's possible. I remember using GameSpy. I think I used GameSpy with Medal of Honor on my PC. Back in the day.
Back in the heyday.
Yeah, the good old heyday. Pentium 3, baby. 650 megahertz. Boy, did that game fly. Then the other thing I wanted to talk about, which I just think is kind of interesting. I mean, I think a lot of things are interesting, but So Apple rejected the Binding of Isaac Rebirth because of violence towards children. Now, Binding of Isaac is on everything. It's on Xbox, PS4, PC,
Souls.
like, but Apple has rejected it because it depicts violence towards children.
Which is
And
odd.
yeah, and the founder of Nicolas, which is a producer and developer for the game, tweeted the image of the rejection notice, and it notes that your app contains features. Wait, sorry, let me read this. I have to put on my reading. I don't have reading glasses, but it's just giving me time to look at the screen more closely. Which notes that your app contains content or features that depict violence toward or abuse of children, which is not allowed on the app. And so he screen capped the like iTunes app submission screen cap,
Absolutely.
and then commented, "Come on, comma, what the f Apple? WTF dot 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 Apple." And that was at 7:30 last night. 7:30. I don't know what time zone, but you know,
Right,
last
yeah.
night at some point. So Rebirth is just a remake of Binding of Isaac.
Right, amazing, yeah.
Launched on numerous platforms in 2014. They said at the time they were looking into an iOS version if it is not garbage. And no other plans apparently had been announced until yesterday's message, according to this article, which is also by Owen's Good. So it is rated M
Correct.
on the console and platform editions. So I get that. But it so procedurally generated dungeon crawler. Yeah, it's just telling me about the game. Nintendo at first rejected the game for 3DS and Wii U, and they said it was because of questionable religious content is in quotes. But persistence by the publisher Nicolas, Nicals. I mean, I don't know how to pronounce it, but I would just assume it's Nicolas.
Nicholas.
With some advocacy from Nintendo's former director of indie development, Dan Adelman. Oh, Dan Adelman. He worked on Axiom Verge as well. Cool.
Nice.
Ultimately resulted in an approval. Launched on 3DS and Wii U last year.
Yep. Nice.
Fans rushed to the defense, calling out other examples of benign video games with children, characters, and violence. Apple has rejected some games on dubious grounds before, and has also faced criticism for some of the apps that do get listed, included games by pirated by overseas shops, and apps that are outright offensive.
Right.
Polygon has reached out for an elaboration. And also whether they will appeal, resubmit, alter the game, or walk away from iOS altogether. That
I just walk
sucks.
away.
Well, that's but see, my problem is that sucks, right? If they walk away, Apple wins. And even as a fan of
True.
Apple products, fuck you, Apple.
Agree with that. Fuck you, Apple.
Because it's anno like it's so annoying. Stop telling people they can't publish stuff. And it's almost like when oh, what was that game called? Was it called Hatred? The one that they didn't publish on
Oh,
Steam, right?
yeah.
You know? And then the game got published anyways, and it sold a ton because everyone was like, that's ridiculous. I want to support this guy's making a game, right? And like it's kind of a stretch to say that it's violence towards children anyways. Like, I'm not gonna lie, not the biggest fan of the Binding of Isaac. The game's just kind of gross to me. It's a little gross.
It's
It's
interesting.
just Zelda. It's Zelda, but gross. You know, you throw
Yeah.
in tears at piles of poop, and you get weird enemies attacking you.
Yep.
But it's the game itself, mechanically, fundamentally, is like good, right?
Yeah.
I've played it. It's good. I remember when I first tried to play it on my old TV. And I had the white dots were so bad I couldn't see anything. I used to play it on the Vita with remote play
Right.
in the later days of that TV's life. But it was like the game just to me is just a little gross. So I'm not going to play it, but I don't want people not to be able to play it, right?
No, yeah,
You know, I don't want I and that's like one of my things is like I don't want you to be telling a developer they can't make this game because, like, it has something in it, right? It's just a game.
Right.
You know, I don't think that playing The Binding of Isaac is going to make people want to, like, beat up kids.
No, it shouldn't.
No. Like, the only thing it's going to make them do is, like, break their controller when they get, like, yeah, all the true. Way to the end of a dungeon, or they pick up, like, the wrong item and, you know, have a terrible roll.
Right.
So, I like, and again, my problem with this, with Apple, is that they allowed a complete ripoff of Minecraft to be on for like a week or 2 weeks before somebody was like, this isn't Minecraft. Like, how many thousands of comments of people being like, this isn't Minecraft, do you have to have in your review algorithm before you look at a game and be like, oh, somebody's been making like thousands of dollars off of our platform because they literally like spoofed a game and, you know, swindled a bunch of customers out of their money. Like, you know, this, it's just a game. And you know what? There are apps on the Apple Store that require you to be a certain age to download. You have to have your iOS account, like, know that you're above age to download it. So it's not like kids are going to be able to buy the game. And even if it's free, you would still need the permission. And if your parents monitor your iPod or your iPhone or whatever, iPad and stuff, like, you can set parental controls.
But
so my ruling is it's BS. Apple should let the game through.
Yeah.
And it's like, the problem is I want the publisher to put the game on iOS, but then tell everyone not to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Just so that Apple gets nothing from it.
True.
But it's like, if you put the game on iOS, Apple gets something from it. They have to get something. So, somehow they have to get something.
Something. Yeah.
Right. But it's like, I don't want them to walk away because I think they should be able to put the game on. But at the same time, if they walk away, Apple's not going to change.
Right.
You know?
It's not going to change anything. Yeah.
And so it's, I don't know. That's my thing. I don't know what they should do.
Does Apple just not want money? Is that what they're saying?
No, but Apple always has managed to overstep and say that, like, what's really frustrating for me is I was looking at new MacBooks. MacBook Pros, and because I have a MacBook Pro, and it's
like an older model.
Well, it's like 4 years old. At least I think it's 4 years old. I want to say I got it like 2012.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Which would make it like, but I can't remember if I got it in 2011 at the end of the, because it was I had to buy it literally right when I got back. No, it was 2012. It was like the beginning of like 2012, because my laptop died like 2 weeks into the year, and I was like, great, I can't go an entire like year without a computer. There's no way.
Right.
So I had to go buy a new computer like that weekend. But it's hurting. It's a little slow, noticeably. And so I was like, this is totally devoid of the Binding of Isaac. We're just shifting on to Apple as a topic. And I want to get a new one. Oh, you know, and for everyone who's like, oh, just build yourself a computer. I want a laptop, and I cannot build my own laptop. Yes, I can customize them from lots of places, but guess what? They're all expensive.
Yeah.
So
not everyone has money.
And building a PC would be separate from this anyways. I want a
right.
I do the majority of my work on my laptop. It becomes my go-to machine. So even if I had a PC rig that I built, it would be a streaming rig, and probably that's it.
Right.
It would be a streaming rig and a capture rig. I probably wouldn't be editing videos on it. I would be editing videos on my laptop.
Yeah.
So I was looking, and basically to get like the new model of this with like roughly the same stats, it'd be like $2,400 for like a new one.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. If I got a refurbish, it would be $1,800. And what that is it's 13-inch screen, but it's the Retina, so it's the nicer screen. It's a
Right.
solid state drive, 500 gigs. And this is a 750 gig hard drive, but it's partitioned like 520 for Mac, and then the rest is on a Windows partition. So I have Windows 7 dual boot on this.
Gotcha.
There's no disk drive on the new one, which this has a disk drive, and I like it a lot. I like
Right.
having a disk drive.
They take that out, but anyways.
Yeah, but pretty much at this point, most laptops don't have a
They don't
dual
have,
boot.
yeah.
Depending on what you're getting, obviously. And it's, 16 gigs of RAM and the i7 processor. Now, this is the part that annoys me, and this is something Apple's been notorious for. They do not use the best tech at the time. So this MacBook, which is a 2012, is a dual core 2.9 gigahertz i7 processor. Right? So it's pretty good. It's
Right.
i7, but
Oh,
it's
yeah.
dual core, it's not a quad core. The new one would be a dual core i7, 3.1 gigahertz. So we're talking literally 200 megahertz faster. Now, it would be a different chipset anyways, so I'm sure like the other portions of it would be faster. The RAM is faster, and it has the different built-in HD graphics, because none of the MacBooks, or at least the 13-inch MacBooks, don't have their own graphics card. But it doesn't matter. I'm probably not playing games on it.
Oh, right. There's no point to playing a Mac anyways.
No. But that's why I had Windows on it. So yeah, it's like I can't believe I would spend that much money to just get like a slight bump,
Right.
right? And the problem is the only other options would be to get basically a slightly less powerful machine for not
A cheaper
like,
price.
but it's like I'd still be like to get another Mac, even to get a new one, like
Oh.
even to get like a MacBook Air. Or if I got like the base model Retina, it's like $1,299 and it's an i5 dual core.
Why is this so expensive?
Because Apple just charges a lot of money. They
So,
like
yeah,
when
you're
I bu- what's annoying is
literally paying for the name. It's not the
when I
product.
yeah, pretty much. When I bought this MacBook, it was 1400. Yeah, it was like 1460, and that was with the student discount, which is like then it was $100. I'm sure it's probably the same, if not less. So it's really annoying. It's like, yeah, I could go get like, I was looking at like Origin PCs, but then I'd be spending probably like $1,800. But it would be a absolute beast. Would be straight beast mode. Or I could get a Razer Blade. Not the Stealth, not the stupid thin one that when Sam was on
Yeah,
we talked about. Because personally,
yeah.
I think it's a waste. For me, it's an absolute waste. I do not want a machine that I cannot use to its full potential without the stupid attached thing that forces me to have like basically a desktop rig.
That's dumb.
I don't want that. I want the computer to be powerful enough to go with me and do the things I need it to do. So, hence the del and it puts me in the dilemma of like having to buy an expensive computer. Now, this is the part about Apple that sucks. All the new computers are basically non-user serviceable. So I can't upgrade my RAM or my hard drive on the new ones because it's soldered to the motherboard, which is part of the reason that they're so thin. I get that, but it sucks. It means
Yeah,
if you want
that's
to, you
stupid.
can't, it basically means you can't upgrade. So like if I want to get a new computer, like I have to kind of get the
After,
most
yeah.
expensive one. And that's not necessarily Apple's like own, that's not they're like not the only ones who do it. I'm sure that the Razer Blade is probably
Oh,
not
no.
very user
Friendly.
serviceable
Oh, yeah.
either, you know, because it is, it's crazy thin, you know. So I don't, you know, I don't know if I could go upgrade my RAM. The difference is when I buy that for a similar price point, it comes with way more stuff in it, right?
Right.
The Razer Blade has a quad core i7. It has, I think, 16 gigs of RAM. It has its own graphics card built in, you know, and it has a nice screen. Is it as nice as the Retina? I don't know. I'd have to put them side by side.
Right. Test them.
You know, but like I don't, it's just I don't care that much. The
Right.
difference is on the Razer Blade, I might care because I would be gaming with that because I would be able to.
Right.
But then it comes down to software, having to rebuy all the software I have on Mac, on PC, which is
That's
another
true.
reason that always makes me want to get another Mac.
Right. So once you own the software on Mac, you can just
I mean, until they
or
make
with
it
that product
non,
or whatever.
basically until they make it not available on that model anymore, yeah, like
Gotcha. Okay.
Chrome now is not supporting the operating system I have on my Mac anymore. They won't be servicing like the last like three operating systems. Now, it's free to upgrade to the newest one. Apple is giving it away for free. I can just upgrade anytime I want. They
Right.
tell me to do it all the time, and I refuse. Because I'm nervous that when I upgrade to the newest version, that the older versions of software that I have won't work with the new ones.
Right.
That's the concern. So, yeah, for right now, I have Photoshop CS4 and Illustrator CS4 and InDesign CS4, which means I don't have to buy a Creative Cloud subscription because that would be the only
Shorts.
way to get the new versions
The
of the
new
software.
guy.
And then I'm stuck with the stupid monthly subscription thing, and I really hate that model.
That's pretty dumb.
Because then it becomes software that I paid like $300 for as a student, you know, 4 years ago, and I've been using it all this time. Now I have to pay $600 a year to have the same software per
Ouch.
year. Yeah, so $300 one time versus six. And yeah, it's older. It's
Older,
not,
yeah.
it doesn't have all the new features, but I don't need them,
No.
you know? And if I, and it wouldn't matter as much if I was making tons of money from the design work that I do, or like video editing and things like that, then it would just become cost of doing business. But I don't have that luxury, so I don't want to do that.
Right.
Which is probably why I'll end up with Final Cut instead of getting like Adobe Premiere.
Fair enough.
Because, like, right now, when I'm. Because, so for those of you who are following us on the social medias, you know that I've been trying to post, like, YouTube content. And I've been doing okay. I'll say that I've been doing okay. It's not great. I got the most recent things were the two videos from Fortified,
Yeah.
which we're going to talk about in a minute. But, like, I have an old version of Final Cut Express. So it's super limited. But it's really slow because the older versions of Final Cut, when you import a file, you have to pre-render it so you can, you know, look at it and adjust and chop and line things up. And then once it's all set, you then have to export it and it renders it into a file. The new version of Final Cut X Pro, whatever, does it all on the fly. So like I
Oh,
can just drop my files in and start working, and then basically once I have it ready to go, I can just like save the file. Rather than it taking me like 2 hours to save a like 20, 25 minute video, it would probably be like, you know, maybe 5, 10 minutes. So and it also would save me time when I'm working within the video because every time I change an audio setting, like if I have to bump up our audio versus the game audio,
Yeah.
if I do anything other than just change the like overall volume, like if I want to put like a filter on it or like a compressor or something like that, I have to re-render the audio. So if I like change, if I put a filter on the audio and then I'm like, I need to adjust it just a hair. When I change the adjustment, I have to re-render the audio just to listen to it to make sure that it sounds okay.
Right.
So that sucks. It slows me down. It makes it hard to do videos. Because it's like I sit there and I'm like, oh, this takes forever. And then it's like, you know, once you get one video done, then I gotta wait for it to export. And it's like, if I could export way faster or just the rendering and all that stuff was way minimized, it would mean that maybe instead of doing like one video a day, I might have enough time to do like two videos a day. Because capturing the footage and the audio is easy. Right? I capture that with the Alienware and then I just throw it on a thumb drive and put it on my MacBook.
Right.
And then drop it in Final Cut and then that's where the process gets stopped. But like I can record 2 half-hour Let's Plays in like an hour and 20 minutes because you like, you know, you set it all up, you record, you stop, you know, you mark your times, and then you do it all over again. So anyways, that's just the gist of it. So for those of you who are listening, that's just, if you were wondering like why I had like posted a ton of Punch Club Let's Plays and then kind of stopped, it was one, a part of it was the views on the videos were dropping off, so I was switching to other stuff, and then my capture card's not working well. Thankfully, we were able to get the fortified stuff, but even that, there's a bit of lag in the videos that I haven't worked around. That's kind of where I am with YouTube videos and stuff. Because I want to be able to do the weekly podcast. You know, I've been streaming pretty regularly, and then I'm trying to do the YouTube stuff as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it's there are three independent things with each having independent workflows.
Right.
So it's like, you know, well, and that was where the whole thing was like, maybe I should just get a new computer, but that's like way too much money anyway. So it's, you know, looking at that logistically, new computer not happening anytime soon.
Right.
But I could drop a few hundos on Final Cut Pro X, whatever, Final Cut X, Final, whatever. I don't know. The newest Final Cut and make my life a little bit easier. Rather than then spending the money monthly on like something like Premiere, which is probably better than Final Cut, but they both will work well.
Basically, whatever gets the job done.
Oh, they'll both work totally fine. Like even what I use now works fine. It's just slow as fuck.
Just slow. Okay.
It's slow, and I don't have as many cool effects and features, right? To make it to make everything just look a little nicer.
Right.
You know, everything's kind of very. It's not boring, right? Because it's like you're watching the gameplay, but like I want to be able to animate in, you know, things so that it says like, go check out the Twitch, go check out the Twitter, go check out, you know, the podcast. Like, but it's whatever. I'm talking through the situation as it is. And I probably talked about this like in the past few episodes, because it is kind of a bummer, because I've been trying to do more content for you, the listeners, the watchers, the stream people. So, you know, we're just working on it, just working on some stuff. So with that, I will switch to what you've been playing. So, I know you mentioned Digimon
Cyber Sleuth. It's my jam.
I was not impressed. I watched Malik play 2 hours of it on the Nerdist, and aside from it being like the first hour being like total dialogue, like setting the stage,
right?
It looks very it looks very cookie cutter-ish. Like, and then when I asked you if it was an Atlas game, like the typefaces and the menus and stuff looks almost like exactly the same typeface that Atlas uses in Atlas a lot of their stuff. So,
right.
But it's like, my thing is like, I love JRPGs. Like, I really like Ni No Kuni. I'm really excited for Ni No Kuni 2. I really like the Tales series. But watching him play the Digimon game, maybe, like, it's because I wasn't a Digimon fan that I can't get into that part of it.
Maybe.
But it's like, it just...
Once you get around into it, it gets better. Like he was probably on boring parts. Once you actually get into it and you can actually start doing stuff on your own, that's when it gets good. Because to me, that's when it becomes more like Pokemon, where you can just sit there and just grind and get whatever Pokemon or whatever, you know, whatever you want.
Right. Now, but like, obviously Tails has a story to each game, and Pokemon is about catching Pokemon and beating gym guys. What's Digimon's thing? Like, I understand that the digital monsters, right? You collect them, but like, what's this background driving story in this?
You're essentially solving cyber crimes.
Okay.
Basically.
Okay.
But there's a little bit more to it, but I don't want to just outright say it because I don't want to ruin the story for anybody. So, but essentially, yeah, you're basically solving cyber crimes.
Okay. In the Digimon, within the Digimon universe.
and real world.
Okay.
Like you go back and forth between the digital and
but
you
I
know,
mean
digital
I mean if I mean Digimon Universe as a whole. Like so if you watch the show you would understand.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Like you're literally in the quote unquote real world.
Okay.
But you go into a digital world similar to Digimon, but it's not so much like the show.
Okay, so
it's
similar. Is it the same concept of Persona with like the TV world and the non-TV world?
Sort of, yeah.
Okay.
Essentially kind of like that, yeah. Mm.
Persona 5, man, that's another game.
Oh, man, can't wait for that.
Cool.
You've
been...
Right, and then just various other games.
Wait, what? You cut out for a second.
Playing? Have you been playing Fortified still, or
I've played some Fortified, which is so Fortified came out on Tuesday. It is a co-op up to four player, wave based defense.
Tower defense, I guess, essentially.
Yeah, kind of. And it's pretty sweet. It's 50s sci-fi esque aesthetic. It's really fun. I was playing. I figured out if you just do quick match, you just get grouped with people.
Oh,
so you can just get grouped with people. And I had tweeted at one of the dudes from ID at Xbox because he was like, "Oh, I just got Fortified, ready to go. Like, who's gonna squad up with me?" And so I told him like, "Oh, I'm, you know, it's my gamer tag. Like, feel free to add me." And apparently he found me playing and joined the game.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like somehow he must have searched my name on Xbox, like my gamer tag on Xbox Live, mm-hmm. and then it showed him that I was in game and he joined the game like without actually having to like add me as a friend.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so he ended up joining the game, so we played I probably played for like another 2 hours
nice.
After like we had recorded a bunch of footage or after I had streamed. Did I stream and then I jumped back?
Like,
I don't remember.
I think you streamed, yeah.
But I played like There's four different characters. Oh, and that's the other thing. You can have multiples of each character. So you could have four captains or like four spacemans or four agents.
Oh, nice.
It doesn't, you're not being forced to have to pick one.
Good.
Because there were two agents and I was captain and then one person was like the jetpack person that you had.
Right.
So that was cool. That was fun to play. And I mean, we talked about this before. I've been in the biggest drought. I've just mm-hmm. been, and part of it is I think my mood in just overall, and like my sleep schedule is all screwed up again, and I've been trying to fix that. But I have not wanted to play anything that I have. I don't want to play Destiny because I'm just like, this is boring, right?
Right.
I'm playing Destiny. I'm just playing it to play it. Nuclear Throne is cool, but like I can't play it for long periods of time. You know, Drive Club, I literally just go in, I time trial on a new car, and I go look at the course that I've driven the least amount of miles on, and I just, like, zip around it a few times. And then I'm, like, done. Like, I just... Right. It's just, like, just... I want to play
it's
games.
Kind of like an autopilot.
Like, I want to play games just to relax and hang out, but, like, nothing is really grabbing my attention. So I finally have just
been...
Well,
at least it's Uncharted.
Well, that's the thing, right? I just need to find something to occupy my time. So I finally said, I'm gonna just grind out the backlog of like PS4 stuff, right? Because like we've got Dying Light next week, or no, Dying Light in 2 weeks. Dying Light on the 16th, the following DLC. But it's the 16th.
I thought it was the 9th.
I thought it was the 16th. Hold on, Dying Light. Following.
Yeah, I feel like you're right, but I could have sworn it was the night.
Dying Light game, the following. Getting close. I'm on their Twitter page looking for it. I am doing terrible at this. Apologize, because it's just kind of blah, 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 blah. As I look for this. Oh my god, there's so much text in this article. Why? Release is soon. Oh, you motherfucker.
What happened?
Nope, February 9th. You were right.
Woohoo!
It says February 9th. Could have sworn it was the 16th. Whatever. So anyway, so next week, AKA 2 days from now.
2 days from now.
The following DLC will be out. And but I've just been so, like, I've just been, I think, again, I think it's influenced by the fact that I've been kind of in a crappy mood. I've just been kind of burnt out. You know, I have had some issues with some friends not talking to me, kind of BS. And so I've just been, like, so despondent, like, just so out of things, out of the loop. And it's really frustrating. It's, like, beyond frustrating. And I've just, like, not wanted to play most of, like, and when I'm watching, like, video, like, I'm watching streams on Twitch, and I'm just like, this person's boring. This person sucks. Right? And I know that I think that at the moment.
You don't
but,
actually
like,
think
I
that.
I don't really think that. And so I was just like, I'm just going to start playing stuff in my backlog that I haven't played in ages, because if I go into something that I've, you know, like Destiny that I've played over and over and over again,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to immediately be bored. But if I go into something that I haven't played in a long time, like when I was jumping into, when I started playing Call of Duty Advanced Warfare on my Xbox, because I basically played that right when I got the Xbox and then was like, nope, done.
Right.
I figured at least that way it would be worth my attention, worth my time.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, Call of Duty Advanced Warfare is what I've been playing on the Xbox, and a little bit of Rare Replay going back into Banjo-Kazooie. And then I decided I would go and finish Battlefield Hardline. So I went, and last night I threw in Hardline, I turned the stream on, and I finished the game. And I was not shocked that I was super underwhelmed by the ending of the game. One, it's super abrupt, and spoilers, you're a cop who's a good cop who mm-hmm. finds himself amidst a bunch of corrupt cops who sell him out. He gets busted. Your character gets busted out of jail by a dude that you kind of sort of busted back in the day because he got screwed over by the corrupt cop, and the rest of the game is going after the corrupt cop.
Huh.
And you wanted to have him arrested and put in jail, you know, to ruin him, basically. But instead, at the end of the game, you just blast him. You just take him out.
Wow.
But then you find out that he had all this gold and cash because he writes you, like, a letter because he knew how it was going to play out. Like, he knew that you were probably just going to kill him.
Right.
And so he writes you a note that basically says, like, hey, you know, you got me, but everything that I have been working on all this time isn't going to stop because I'm out. So
dang.
Go through this secret hallway to this place, and then, you know, basically you're led to believe that he's going to become just like him. Because now he's in control, right? He's he's wiped everyone out, basically, in the organization, or, like, all the, you know,
the whatever
foot soldiers, I suppose you would call them. And, you know, at the end, he, like, walks through the secret passageway, and he opens this giant vault, and it's just full of cash and gold bars.
Damn.
And he's like, whoa. And then it just ends.
Huh.
Right? Like, it's not like he is a good guy, and he gets to clear his name and become
right.
a cop again and, like, shuts down this big organization. You know, you're just left with this open-ended question of, like, does he take the money? Or... you know, what does he do?
I wonder if they added anything in DLC or if that's just map packs for online. Then
no idea.
Hmm.
Couldn't tell you.
I am intrigued now.
But super kind of underwhelming.
Yeah.
But it's a Battlefield game. Like, what did I was, I shouldn't have really been
shouldn't
expecting
have expected
much.
Right.
So next on my list, I think I'm going to do, I'm going to finally go and play Shadowfall, Killzone Shadowfall, because I got that at launch, and I think I played, like, the first level and was like, this game sucks.
Sucks, yeah.
and really, the reality is, like, that was what I felt about it at the time. And, like, I played the multiplayer, and it's fine, but, like, when I played Killzone on PS3, now, mind you, I played Killzone way after it had already been out.
Right.
Because I got a PS3 late.
Same.
I was underwhelmed. I thought the game played really slow, and that's always been my biggest complaint with Killzone.
Right.
Whoops. Just knocked something over. I always felt that, like, even like when I bumped up the sensitivity, like, just for looking speed, like, your character felt so slow. And, like, one of my friends was like, "You're like a huge, heavy soldier guy in armor." And I'm like, that's not an excuse for the game to feel slow.
Right.
Like, that's, like, no offense, Nathan Drake can't run endlessly and shoot, like, 700 dudes and run through a building and swim, like, 8 miles underwater. Like,
still be fine.
Yeah, like, the gameplay has to feel fast. Like, that's unrealistic for him to be moving slow because of it, right? You know, Killzone has always felt to me super, super slow. And, right. Like, if I was going to pick, like, shooters ranked by speed, I would say Call of Duty is probably the fastest. I think Call of Duty has always been, like, the fastest feeling game. Mm. Then I think Battlefield. And then, I mean, Halo and Battlefield are probably in the same area of how fast the game feels. And I think, obviously, Halo 5 is a little bit faster, more COD-like than, like, Halo 4. You know, because right. Up until Halo 4, you couldn't sprint, which totally forces linear speed in the gameplay because you can't run. You only have one speed, you know, the walk speed or, like, slowly moving. Mm-hmm. So, whatever. Killzone was, like, way at the end of the list. It just feels so slow, painfully right. Slow. So I, against my better judgment, more because I need to play something different. I gotta go, and I don't want to just go shell out money for games.
Nah.
So I'm gonna grind out Shadowfall.
All right.
That's the next one. I think after Shadowfall and I beat the campaign, I might go finish Battlefield 4 because I never actually beat that either.
Well, that's a terrible story.
I'm close to the end of that one. At least I think I'm close to the end of it, but you know, that would be like my next on the list. Mm-hmm. I think, and at least that's in games that I own right now. Like, after that, I suppose I could go, you know, grind out like Dynasty Warriors, but that's not like, there's not like, the problem is like, yeah, there's a story to that game, but there's like 18 stories because the characters, you know, the story just changes who you attack based on which character you pick.
Right.
So that would be probably not on my list. And I don't think I'm going to go, finish, what is the, Borderlands pre-sequel because I wasn't,
I just like one of the guns I have. That's about it.
Yeah. I don't know. I wasn't blown away by pre-sequel, and maybe it was just because it wasn't, like, I don't know, it needed to come out sooner or something.
Right.
Or maybe I should have just played it when it was on PS3. And
right, that, or they should have just made a direct sequel to 2 instead of making a pre-sequel.
Right, which, who knows, maybe that's what we'll get at E3, you know, we'll get Borderlands 3. But that is, you know, that's that. Like, and I really should finish the Borderlands Telltale. I have that on PC. I should really finish that, you know, but I'm also waiting for, to see if maybe there's going to be something more with, like, Minecraft Story Mode. You know, maybe they're going to do another series.
That'd be cool.
Because I really enjoyed that, but who knows? So.
Right.
You know, and then, so yeah, I've just kind of decided that I'm going to start playing through games that I have just to clear them out of the way. Like, because I don't like Fallout. Man, I dumped so many hours into that game, but now that I'm done with the story, I don't have a desire to go back into it.
Fair enough.
You know, like, I could run through Advanced Warfare's story. I never actually played that, but
I think I played, like, a mission of it.
And that would at least, because the thing is, like, I assume that Dying Light will be able to just have some fun with, and that'll be refreshing and different.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's going to last me all the way to April.
Probably not.
So, but who knows? Maybe in between then, I pick up Halo 5 and I can
Yeah.
hashtag hunt the truth or hunt for truth, hunt the truth. I don't, whatever.
Yeah.
Hashtag not related to the game at all, but we did it so that we'd build up hype
People buy
and
the
then
game.
disappoint you when you realize that it had nothing to do with it. Hashtag marketing.
Yeah. AKA, just play the multiplayer. Don't worry about the story.
Yeah, well, some people do that. A lot of
Looks
people do that
the
with Call of
same.
Duty.
Oh, yeah, because Call of Duty didn't really have a story.
No. But someone actually is getting paid to write a story for that game.
Yep.
You know? It's like, and that's it. Like, how disappointing is that for you if you work on the campaign side of Call of Duty, right? And you spend all this time working on this game, and like 20% of the people who buy the game play it. I can't imagine that half of every. I can't imagine it's 50%. I can't imagine half of everyone who buys Call of Duty plays the campaign. Like, to completion. It just can't.
Right.
I just. So. But that was. That's it for me. I mean, I didn't have much else to talk about. It was just the Red Dead thing is interesting with the backwards compatibility. Binding of Isaac getting stomped by Apple, which I think is
Right.
BS.
You're
And
so
then
totally.
just. You know, working on the backlog, playing some games, discussing my computer tech upgrade plans. I don't know. Do you have anything else going on besides Cyber Sleuth?
Nope, that's about it.
Well, then I guess that'll do.
That'll do.
Shout out to Techland for Dying Light. Because I'm super stoked for the following DLC, which I think
Same.
their Twitter is just at Dying Light Game, but obviously I'll put it in the show notes. Because if you were a fan of Dying Light, honestly, I think you're going to be really excited with the following DLC. The map is 2 times bigger than the original game, so we're talking. This is a lot of content. This is not a small snippet of content that we're getting. This is basically like
Essentially,
Dying
its
Light
own game.
2.0. Yeah, I mean it pretty much is. There's new weapons,
New
dude. I'm
features,
psyched
yep.
to get the MAC 10, but.
Oh,
So I can cap some zombie fools. But that would be that. We'll probably be streaming it on Tuesday. I certainly will.
if I do join, it probably wouldn't be tough to work.
Right. And then I'm trying to think, as far as my schedule for this upcoming week, I'm gonna try to stream a little bit earlier than I normally do. Like normally I've been starting at like 10, 11 at night Eastern. And I'm gonna try to start like 8, 9 o'clock Eastern. And then my goal is to stream for at least like 3 to 4 hours. Try to find myself in that window every time I stream. And just get it more consistent and then hopefully, get back on the YouTube grind of getting at least like maybe one video every day, every other day.
Voice.
Yeah. So that's the goal. We'll reconvene next week and figure it out. But
This time around.
yeah, so if you have any shout outs, feel free.
I think nothing I can think of.
Okay. Cool. Well, that has been it for episode 56 of the Disconnected Gamers Podcast, and we will catch you
All the dip.